This is the Tom Likas Show.
About a recipe for pancakes.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You like pancakes? Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. Brought to you by the Mangrate Grill and Handwood System. It's football season. That means tailgating. That means, yeah, Mangrates, of course. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Mangrate banner. You will get a special Tom Likas Show discount. Pretty soon you'll be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. It's Mangrate. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. We appreciate it. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. You earned it. Lots and lots and lots of phone calls, lots of listeners. Looking at the screen today, oh my God. Can't believe how many listeners we have. It's crazy. You may not know this, but we have real-time stats. We know how many listeners are out there. We know if you like the topic we're talking about or you don't. We know, you know, what floats your boat, what doesn't. And when we see that something isn't floating your boat, we change it. But you guys have just been animals, fanatic listeners. And so we are proud to bring back to our microphone our friend, our supporter. He's an advertiser on the show. But people love him because he talks about the stuff we talk about. And he actually, as an attorney, can help you if you actually help me. I'm just a guy who blabs into a microphone. Our guest can actually get you out of some of these sticky situations. He is attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Great to see you again, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, you were telling me, you could probably do your own talk show right in your office. You were telling me, and we're not going to reveal who anybody is here, but you were telling me about some just amazing phone calls you got following your last appearance here. Tell us just some of these real-life examples of the kinds of calls you get.
I don't want to come off as like overly negative, if that's the right word, but it's heartbreaking, seriously. This is definitely a different era, and like a lot of guys, I also was raised by a single mother, and I think that we've lost a lot of that masculinity. And women today are absolutely scandalous. I mean, it's something that we hear about all the time now, and you know, there's all examples of it. And like this show, Tom, I get calls from guys that are in such awful situations that have been absolutely screwed over by the women in their lives and also their wives or girlfriends, and they're very reluctant to stand up for themselves. It's really unbelievable. You know, as you say, this is not a talk show. For me, it's real, and I say to the guy, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to file it. We're going to get her out of the house. We're going to get you the kids or whatever. And the guy's like, hey, hold your horses. Calm down. I don't want to get her upset. I don't want to make her angry. She'll never talk to me if I do that. And it's like, this is a woman that's already cheated on the guy, and he's already completely prepared to forgive her, to overlook everything she's done. And it's just, it's really heartbreaking. It's really hard to convince guys in today's world to be men and to look at it and say, you know, I'm not going to tolerate infidelity. I'm not going to tolerate the lies and so forth.
Well, I don't know if you and I agree on this, but this is why I tell guys, don't get married. Don't let a woman live in your house, because these things start happening. You start to be taken advantage of. You know, everything was great when you were living alone. You never appreciated it. You always said how lonely you were and you're alone, blah, blah. She moves in and immediately she starts moving everything around and telling you how wrong you are, and everything about you is bad. I remember she used to tell you how cute the little mess was around your bed, or, oh, how cute. You eat nothing but pizza and you stack the boxes. Isn't that cute? Later on, she's going to tell you that you don't pitch in, you're not helping around the house, you're such a jerk, whatever. And then there you are. She's got the key to your place. She's got your ATM card, your PIN number, sometimes your last name. And now what do you do?
And I'll tell you, Tom, and I know that you haven't experienced this personally, but when you have a kid, that is the landslide. Seriously. It's almost something biological. The woman that has the child with you hates you, and you're absolutely inadequate. And even guys that have a good intention, that even wanted to have the child, and they're trying to help, and they're trying to change the diaper or feed the kid or whatever, the woman is just pissed off, fed up with you no matter what you do. You're completely inadequate in every way. And even these things you're talking about with the mess at the house, nothing comes close, honestly. Even getting married, nothing comes close to having a kid. Then she's furious with you when you're a loser. And it's reflected very much in our popular culture. The show like Married with Children, where the wife and the daughter sort of have this little click, and they're saying how stupid and inadequate the husband is, and what an idiot. Oh, God, look what Dad's done now. And you've said this before. You know, he's a lovable loser, but he's our loser. I don't want to be that guy, and I don't think any guy should.
And by the way, you know, this is portrayed so often on television. I think eventually life imitates art. Eventually, the more you are beaten over the head with this image of men, the TV commercials that say that men don't know how to mop the floor, or and men don't know how to use a Swiffer, or men don't know how to do things around the house, nurture their kids, whatever.
And men would starve. Did you ever see that one?
Right. That was the Carl's Jr. commercial. Yeah. Without us, men would starve.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, and then I always like to talk about that billboard that appeared in Seattle and the metropolitan area of Seattle. It was for a Dodge Ram truck, and it said, does more than most husbands.
Great.
Of course, what the billboard fails to mention is who paid for that truck.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that men do around the house that they are not appreciated for. Men generally pay more of the expenses around the home. Men generally do a lot of the heavy lifting. They take the garbage out. They move heavy objects. They solve problems. They are going around dealing with the business of the home, paying the bills, and making sure that the checkbook isn't becoming overdrawn. Usually in a household with two adults, men are doing most of the heavy lifting. And yet they get no credit for that. Unless they are up at 4 in the morning feeding a baby, men don't do enough. And that's what we keep hearing.
I think also a lot of men withdraw. I think that what they start off trying to help, for example, with the baby and doing the feedings and whatever, and they get criticized. And you've kidded around about this with vacuuming.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, a half-decent guy says, hey, you know, I'll vacuum, big deal. And he vacuums, and then the girlfriend or the wife comes over and tells him what an idiot he is and what a crappy job he did and how she has to now redo it. And so, you know, a guy just says, well, the hell with it then. What's the point? I'm getting criticized. I withdraw.
By the way, over various relationships, I volunteered to vacuum for one specific reason. And that was because, just like my mom back in the day, women, they have just a natural, innate sense of knowing when kickoff time is. And that is when they plug that vacuum cleaner in. And so, sure, I'll do the vacuuming because I know when to do it. And that would be like 9:45 on Sunday morning, or maybe sometime between the end of the last CBS or Fox game and before the NBC game. That's when you vacuum. Okay, you don't vacuum the rest of the time. It's just the way it's done.
That's like the cat that sits on the TV and blocks it with the tail or
right.
whatever. They know when to do that.
That's
know when you're
exactly
really
right.
paying attention and so forth.
That is exactly right. Now, I like to talk about this when I'm here by myself, but let's talk about it while you're here. You know, I talk to people, I've told you this, I talk to people who think they're going to get their own divorce. You know, I told you about the woman I knew who had gotten forms at the UPS store to get divorced, and then I said, well, why don't you use an attorney? She said, oh, no, I've got someone helping me. I said, who? The woman at the UPS store. She's done a lot of these.
And a heartbreak.
This woman has kids.
Yeah, it's craziness.
You know, so you got to wonder how much of that is out there, and I know there's a lot of it out there.
You know what's worse, Tom? I've got guys that the wife filed for divorce, maybe has a lawyer, and they don't even go to the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I trust her, it won't be a big deal. Or they go to the hearing without a lawyer, and she's got a lawyer, and they get crucified.
Right.
And they're like they defaulted, or they get nailed by a lawyer, and they're very surprised. How did that happen? I said, listen, family law favors women. Let's face it. I mean, at least we can be honest about that, you know? And in these circumstances, what you're talking about, however it is, what's interesting, and I do have women clients, as I think you know, when they finally get the guy out, when they've criticized him and they pushed him out the door, women tend to really regret it. It's fascinating because later on they have this idea that they're going to marry a guy and he's going to love them, he's going to love their children, you know, his stepchildren. And it's not. Those are another man's cast-off progeny, and most guys do not like them. And as they become adolescents, the boys end up fighting with the stepfather. The girls end up getting molested by the stepfather, okay? And it's terrible circumstances. I think that women should put a little more value in making their relationships work rather than being so critical.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be around somebody else's illegitimate children. I don't want to be around some other man's mistake. the guy who was too lazy to put a condom on, and now you've got a result. I don't want to be responsible for that. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I love looking at some of these online dating sites, and you see these women. And by the way, just a word of advice, ladies. It's bad enough that you're on there and telling people you are single, you've never been married, and you've got three kids. Why are you putting pictures of your kids?
Unbelievable.
I mean,
daughters, by the way.
Oh, right.
In bikinis, okay?
Right.
8 years old, 10 years old. Come here, molesters, over here.
Or worse yet, 13, 14.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, come on. What are you doing? You know, the children are not what you're selling. You're trying to go out on a date. You deal with that stuff later. Don't be putting pictures of your kids on an online dating site. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it should be illegal even, I think. It's craziness.
I just can't believe that, you know, the dating sites are always telling you have to wait till your profile is approved and what have you. And
meanwhile, they approve pictures too, you know.
I know.
They don't want nudes or anything.
I don't want pictures of somebody's children on there. Not because I could care less about who people are dating. I'm concerned about the welfare of those kids. They should not be on there, period, end of story.
Yeah, it ends up coming out really bad for the children one way or another. Generally speaking, I think in the first blush of the romance, the step-parent, the stepfather, let's say, is like, oh, yeah, your kids are cute. I like your kids. But as time goes on and the relationship starts to get, you know, more day-to-day, and your kids are, you know, they're kids. They're obnoxious. They're screaming. They're carrying on. They're throwing things. They're leaving things around the house. Over time, the stepfather comes to really resent them.
Right.
And he's like, and of course, their natural father is a jerk and an asshole, and he's gone.
Right.
So he's like, you know, I'm paying for these kids, and they don't show me any respect, and blah, blah, blah. It ends up being these, what they call blended families, end up being really, really conflict-ridden.
And they don't really become blended ever.
Of course not. Please.
No. Now, Adam Sachs is here. He is one of our advertisers, but he is a supporter of our show and the Principles of Likas 101. And whether it's a divorce question or any other legal question, he will take those questions on from you in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. All you have to do is give us a call here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-866.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
When it comes to tailgating this football season, there's only one name you need to know. It's the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. What are Mangrates? Mangrates are 100% made-in-America cast-iron grilling grates. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve the perfect tailgating experience you've been looking for. With Mangrate's patented design, chicken, steak, or, frankly, whatever you grill, never tasted so good. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Now take advantage of their $20 Tom Likas special today by clicking on the Mangrate banner at blowmeuptom.com. As a bonus, every blowmeuptom.com order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Perfect your tailgating setup now. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System.
Well, what's buzzing, cousin? Are you going ape from getting the royal shaft in your local establishment rock and roll radio station? Cool, Chief. Time to get out of Squaresville, get to the jive, and into Coolsville with new normal music. It's totally boss.
Tune in and bop out to the most radioactive sounds of today. Stacks of Wax. The top tracks are at newnormalmusic.com.
Get keen to that auxiliary transistor. Plug us into your T-Bird when you take your best girl to make out point on a Friday night after the hop. Get cranked and come hang on Cloud 9 like crazy with newnormalmusic.com. Daddy-o, you dig?
Hey! Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to PremiumTom.com right now and sign up. PremiumTom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features. Be Funny, Likas 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Likas 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed, and by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com. The Tom Likas Show for the New Normal Studios in Burbank, a bonus hour at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866. Every time Adam Sachs gets into the studio, the phones are smoking. And if you've got a legal question, he will answer it for you right now at 901-3000-866. Let's say hi to Alex. Alex is in Phoenix on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Hey, Alex.
Cool. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
And I was just calling to talk to Adam, actually.
How are you?
About something regarding DUI.
No, sure. Come on. Tell me.
All right. First off, thanks for coming in, you know, doing this.
No problem. I just got my license in Arizona, by the way, so I'm completely cool to talk to you.
Yeah, you were talking about that last time, I think. Yeah. And then last time you were talking about actually expunging a DUI.
Oh, sure, of course.
And I was calling to see what the process was on that or what steps one takes to do it.
Well, listen, it's a heartbreak for me because a lot of guys plead guilty, which I don't think they should. I think you should always fight a DUI. As a matter of fact, this morning I was in Torrance, and I did a couple of speeding tickets and DUIs. I got everything dismissed. But if you have been convicted or pled guilty or whatever the story is of a DUI or other relatively minor offense, like generally a misdemeanor or a minor felony, I do it generally as a flat rate. You can have it a few years after it's over with. You can have it expunged, which is lovely because they take it and they destroy it. So it doesn't come up on your record. It doesn't come up in computer searches. People don't realize that having a conviction on your record in the computer and so forth can really mess you up in your life later on in terms of getting a professional license or a job. And there's all these computers now that they search these things with your fingerprints. And so it's really a good idea. And I talk to guys that have convictions from 15 years ago and 10 years ago. I think it's really worthwhile to get them expunged, and I'm certainly happy to do that for anybody.
By the way, most people think that they are done for life, they think that once they have been convicted, they're going to have to live with that forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
You know what people also think, Tom? They think the opposite. They think that because people tell them this, that in 2 years or 5 years, it'll be automatically erased or something, or it'll be expunged automatically, and that is not true. You have to go and do it.
Well, they think that because, when they make an illegal left turn, it rolls off your record at some point in time. So
we're talking misdemeanors here and felonies.
I know, but I think the average person just thinks it's, anything the cops stopped you for.
Right.
And that's definitely not true. How long does a DUI stay on your record if you don't expunge it?
Forever.
Forever. And how long does it turn up at DMV? How long does it affect your ability to renew your license and what have you?
Well, there's a thing called the DMV hearing, which is within 10 days after you get arrested for the DUI, and it really matters how that hearing goes. I win those hearings all the time, but a lot of people don't go for that hearing, and so their license gets suspended. And then it's pending the completion of the other aspect, which is usually they make you be on probation and you have to go to a 12-step program and you have to go to classes and you have to be a good boy and then eventually you get your driver's license back. But you're not going to be able to buy insurance. It's going to be sky-high expensive.
Now, you mentioned being sentenced to a 12-step program. Has that ever been challenged in court? How do they get away with sending you to a program that requires belief in a supreme being?
Yeah, it's astonishing. I'm not a big fan of the 12-step program. But the bottom line is that the driver's license, in theory, is a privilege, not a right. And so you're sort of coming back to the state and saying, I want a license. And the state's saying, well, we don't have to give you one. It's not a right. If you really want one, then you're going to have to kiss a little ass and do what we tell you. And whatever it is, 12-step programs are considered really one of the only effective methods of dealing with people that are alcoholics.
Now, I want to talk with you a little bit about a situation that I was in myself. It's 20 years ago. It's not a secret. It's in my Wikipedia page. It's everywhere. I was arrested and charged with domestic violence. Not a secret. And, of course, I did not commit the crime, but I was in a situation that if it were today, I would never let myself get into. And the situation was My ex-wife and I went to a we went to a Christmas party at a radio station that had a cut-rate Christmas party. When I this is before all the cutbacks in radio we have today. They had a Christmas party where they were serving unlimited booze, but the food, we literally had two raviolis on a plate.
So she got mad.
Well, here's what happened. We were having a great time at first. It was fantastic. We were living in Boston. And we were having a great time drinking, and everybody's talking, and we had our two raviolis, and then we kept sneaking, you know, going around looking to see if there's any more food, and there was practically nothing. And we didn't have to drive. So, you know, we took a cab from our home on Beacon Hill, and we went over to the hotel. We're having a good time, and then we come back, and now we've had a lot to drink. So we come back to the house, and she says to me, we need to talk. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. At that time, I was doing a show. It was on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I said, it's 12:30 a.m. I got to go to bed. How about we talk when I get home from work tomorrow? She said, no. We need to talk now. Right now. And so I said, well, I can't do that. I'm tired. I've had a drink. I've had several drinks. And I need to get up in the morning and go to work and be able to function.
So you're trying to reason with her, Tom.
Right. Which was a totally the wrong course. So I turned over to one side with a pillow over my head, and I said, we'll talk tomorrow. Tomorrow, 3, I promise. 3 o'clock tomorrow, I'll get home. We'll have a conversation, whatever you want to talk about. She started turning the lights in the bedroom on and off, on and off. And then I said, look, I am not getting up. I will put another pillow on my head, but I'm not getting up now. I am going to sleep. She then jumped on the bed and started to hold the pillow over my head, like to suffocate me. I got up, and when I got up, it knocked her off the bed.
There you go.
And she said, I'm calling 911.
And then you foolishly said.
I foolishly said, you go right ahead, I'm going to sleep. That was the whole incident.
Nice going.
It was the whole incident.
That's a real incident, huh? Terrorist threats, I presume.
That's right. So 3:30 a.m., I'm awakened by a flashlight in my face from the Boston Police Department.
Oh, God.
And I was questioned briefly. They, of course, took her into another room. I don't know what was said there. And I was taken downtown, and I was put in a holding pen for arraignment in the morning. And I had to sleep in jail. The next morning, my ex woke up, and she did not know why I left for work so early, because I wasn't there. She didn't remember what happened the night before. And so at 10 a.m., she turned on the radio to hear my show, and I wasn't there. And for 2 hours, she did not know what was going on, until she got a call from the district attorney's office around 12 noon, middle of what would have been my show that day. And the district attorney's office, the assistant district attorney, told her that they had me in custody. And she said, why? And she said, because you called 911 last night on your husband. And she said, well, he didn't do anything. Send him home. It turned out the district attorney in Boston that year was up for re-election. And so they said, you know, the law in Massachusetts says we don't need your cooperation. We can go ahead and press this case without you if you're not going to cooperate. And it took me, I'm glad I had the option to myself, but it cost me $22,000 and scads of negative press, including the local papers, publishing my home address repeatedly in the newspaper. So people putting death threat notes through my mail slot at home and what have you. She was mortified by what happened. But you see, there again, there is an example. And by the way, you know how I got out of it? I'll tell you, well, I got out of it. $22,000 later, I was put into a diversion program.
Here in Van Nuys.
In Van Nuys, and I was forced to go every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. into a little industrial park there where a lesbian instructor was busy telling, and I was sitting there with a bunch of, you know, cholos and bodybuilders and people who did not look like me. And we had to listen to the lesbian instructor tell us all that we were all guilty and men are all violent and men are all rapists. And ultimately, it was a six-month class, but we were told if we did not admit that we did what we did by the end of the 6 months, we would not be allowed to stop. We would have to continue coming to the class.
Right. So you had to convincingly say that you were guilty.
I had to lie and say I was guilty, and I did.
Aye.
That was my only way out.
This is all the outgrowth of the O.J. Simpson case, Tom. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the thinking was that women used to get...
Wait a minute. The O.J. Simpson case hadn't happened yet at that time.
I understand.
I'm sure it's worse now. But
by the way, much worse.
This was just a month or two before the O.J. Simpson murder happened.
The thing is that what used to happen is that the woman would have the husband arrested, and the next day she'd come and drop the charges. Okay, and so the idea was is that they can't have that, so they changed the laws nationwide to enable the prosecutors to go after the man without the cooperation of the woman. And when she comes in and says, "I can't remember it," they're saying baloney. You're an abused woman. You have abused spouse syndrome, and they're essentially trying to save her from herself.
Right.
But you're a naughty guy, Tom. Didn't you stay married to her for a number of years after that?
I did.
How did you work that out?
Well, we were separated for a while, and she lived in Boston. I lived in L.A. for a while. When we got back together, we just, we had new rules. And,
really?
Yes. And now we were together for 10 years. We split on good terms, and we are still on good terms.
But you were able to forgive and forget.
Oh, I never forgot. But I do know that she was mortified for her behavior, and it was the only time an incident like this ever happened. She was not calling 911 on a regular basis.
But she's not the one that threw the remote control at you, right?
No, I was not married to that one.
Okay, sorry.
That was someone else. No,
I just remember that story, too.
Yeah, no, I've told them all. But the bottom line here is there's guys out there right now who are in these marriages. They get into these situations. There's all this drama going on. And, some of those guys probably should get out before it gets to that point.
Absolutely.
Because it happened to me. It could happen to anyone.
Absolutely. And sometimes I think that the guys like it. I think it's exciting. I think a lot of times these fights are actually foreplay, mm-hmm. where they get into these drunken fights and they're carrying on and then they fuck and it's like fantastic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really dysfunctional. And when what ends up happening, which is the classic thing, is the woman who is smaller and weaker generally tries to scratch the guy's eyes out. The guy grabs her wrists just to stop her, which is very rational. Someone's coming at you, right, with their nails.
Yeah.
And then the woman gets a couple of bruises on the wrists where the guy grabbed. And they'll give you 5 years in jail for this kind of stuff now. They don't kid around about this anymore.
Right. I have a zero-tolerance policy for any of that drama.
Couldn't agree more.
That's it. The minute I see that kind of behavior, I'm out. And as a matter of fact, just the idea of having these chicks living in your house and having your credit cards and having the ability to cause all kinds of drama in your life is, it's pretty outrageous.
Definitely asking for it.
No doubt about it. Our guest is attorney Adam Sachs. You've heard his commercials on our show. You've heard him as a guest on our show. And he's here to give you some free legal advice. He will answer your legal questions at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. Ace in San Diego. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Ace, hello.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Adam a question farther along about the expungements.
Yeah.
I caught a case when I was like in my 20s. I'm going on 40 right now, about 16 years ago. Okay, it never really stopped me from getting okay jobs, $40,000 a year. But when it comes down to it, when I go for the really great jobs, it always comes up on my records. Now the courts said that I was expunged, but it keeps coming back up.
Well, it couldn't be expunged by itself. It has to be affirmatively done. So you're saying the court, I don't know, people always say things kind of things to me, like the court said, I don't even know what that means. You talk to the clerk? I mean, if you want legal advice, you have to talk to a lawyer. And the bottom line is, sorry.
Well, what I said was it keeps coming back up in the background checks.
Okay. That's because it doesn't go away on its own. You have to affirmatively hire a lawyer and have it expunged. It doesn't expunge itself. And you see, after, 16 years or whatever, it's still there. It still appears.
Yeah. Okay. Because, like I said, it never stopped me from getting, $40,000 a year.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're satisfied with that, then I guess you don't have anything
to worry about. Oh, no, I'm not satisfied. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I'm not satisfied with that.
I mean, it's the same as what I said to that. I'm sorry. It's the same as what I said to that other gentleman. I mean, I do these all the time. I do it as a flat rate, and it's really not that hard to do. So, I mean, you don't leave this stuff hanging around, particularly as long as you're talking about. I mean, we could get it wiped out right away. I think it's really smart to do that.
Okay. I just give you a call on...
Sure, no problem.
Call to find out the rate?
Yeah, no problem. We'll give my phone number at the end of the show.
Okay.
All right. Ace, thank you for that. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Charles in Peoria, Arizona, on the Tom Likas Show for Attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Mr. Sachs, how are you guys doing?
Hi.
Great.
Well, I got a quick question. I'm at my one-year mark of my divorce, 13 years. Got out of that relationship.
Congratulations.
I got a quick question. She has full custody of the kids.
How did that happen?
Sorry?
How did you let that happen?
Well, there was one incident that happened. We got into an argument. She started throwing hangers, and there was marks on her. I did not put those on her. They came from the hangers. She called the police. I split from the situation because I didn't want to go to jail.
No, that's not enough. Okay? That's not enough to lose custody.
I'm sorry?
I said that's not enough to lose custody.
Well, she threatened to use that in court if I didn't give her full custody.
Okay. Well, that's a shame.
At the time, I was dealing with some other personal issues within myself. Okay? So I went ahead and let that happen. Okay? We're on 1 year mark. The papers state that I have to wait at least 1 year to make any kind of changes, and I need to find out what my options are.
Well, I mean, normally speaking, the states, and particularly California and the other states, favor joint custody, and this is no reason
right.
that she should have full decision-making and full legal authority over your children. I mean, that incident you
right,
describe
exactly.
is not...
And I have my kids on a regular basis.
Okay, I understand, but you're still powerless in terms of deciding what school they go to and what religion they're going to be and a lot of other important factors. And
there's no religion. We're atheist. So that's not an issue. I believe at the time it was a money issue.
Okay.
Well, and Arizona goes off of, I pay almost $1,000 a month in child support
plus
the medical
that's crazy.
On my kids through my work.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't sound like it turned out as well as Charles saying.
No.
No, but I'm telling you can fix it, and you're telling me it's okay, so I don't know.
So what are my options? I mean, what are the chances of me getting this overturned and getting at least joint custody and getting things overturned? To lower my child support.
Well, it's always difficult to fix it once it's been messed up the first time, but I have lots of cases like yours that I go back in and I get you better custody arrangements and joint custody and reduce child support. $1,000 is a lot to be paying.
She never, ever has a reason why or refuses for me to take my kids.
It sounds to me like you're defending her.
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying that, she wanted sole custody of the kids.
So you gave it to her.
And I was only granted every other...
Why did you accept that?
Why did I accept it?
Yes.
Because I thought that it was going to go a lot worse than what it did.
Because she threatened... she threatened to perjure herself. By saying that you were hitting her with a wire hanger.
Exactly.
Let me ask this question, Adam. What do you do? Obviously, people throw all kinds of mud in these proceedings, depending on who the people are. When a woman comes in and says, he's been hitting me with a wire hanger, how do you get over that?
Well, the judges expect this kind of stuff. They see it all the time. And in one incident like that, it can be torn to shreds, And I would have gone after her. And by the way, a major custody decision, which is going to impact the next 18 years or whatever, cannot be made on a single incident like that. It just can't. And basically, she scared him and she bullied him. And so he said, okay, what do you want? She says, I want full custody. And he signed it over. So he has to go back in, but he also has to have the will to do it. And even as I'm talking to him now, he's telling me how she's not so bad and the custody's okay and he gets to see the kids whenever he wants. So he basically doesn't really seem to have the will to fight.
Right. And, you know, again, this is all about, you only get what you fight for. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Damn right.
And that is why people hire attorneys, is because, you know, you go back in there as many times you have to go back in there and get what you have coming to you. By the way, pal, if you had sole custody or if you had at least joint custody, we'd save you on child support. You see your kids more. And most people get joint custody, don't they?
Of course. Absolutely. It's unusual not to now.
Yeah. Unbelievable. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. So if you're listening at, you know, about 6:40 p.m. on Tuesday evening, Pacific time, 9:40 p.m. Eastern time, you are listening to a live show, not a replay. And so you can call in, and our guest, our friend, our supporter, Attorney Adam Sachs, is here answering your legal questions. So if you need some free legal advice right now, you call us at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000. 866.
Call in and be a part of talk show history. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Looking for a bargain on a great getaway? Johnny Weiss at bargaintravels.biz is going to hook you up. How about 5 days, 4 nights, Yucatan Mexico Beach Resort, bordered by the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico, daily breakfast, round-trip airport transfers? You won't believe the price. Call 602-509-0902 or click on the bargaintravels.biz banner on blowmeuptom.com's sponsors page. Here's one for you wine drinkers, a 5-day, 4-night Sonoma, California vacation. Spacious rooms, internet access, guided wine tour for a ridiculous price. Call Johnny directly, 24-7, at 602-509-0902. Johnny's waiting for your call right now at 602-509-0902. You know, there are plenty more deals just like these. The Caribbean, Spain, you name it. Just call this number, 602-509-0902. Or click on the bargaintravels.biz banner on our website sponsors page. Trips are subject to availability. Call Johnny Weiss now at 602-509-0902.
Oldies radio stations are being shut down, and for good reason, because they play it safe by playing the same 200 songs over and over. And that's where Great Big Radio comes in. Click into greatbigradio.com, and you're going to hear great stuff that you thought was lost forever, right alongside the best-sounding hits and the Beatles every bottom of the hour. It's not just oldies. It's oldies gone wrong. Keep it in the family. The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio.
The hits and the songs that should have been. 24-7 at greatbigradio.com.
You've heard me talk many times about Real Estate Network Group. They've been with us since day one, and we've been saying it all along. It's a great time to buy, folks. Interest rates are hovering at all-time lows. Check in with Real Estate Network Group right now and get a free consultation to discuss your long- and short-term goals. Give them a call right now, 310-784-8800. Real Estate Network Group, teaching their clients how to use real estate as a vehicle towards financial independence. And not by using theory or quoting books, they actually practice what they preach. They're investors themselves. Our friends at Real Estate Network Group understand that it's not just about properties, but it's also about lifestyle. So if you've been thinking about that beach house, these are the guys that will help you take it from dream to reality. And there are good friends at Real Estate Network Group. Call them, 310-784-8800. Use their services, and they'll give you one free year membership to Premium Tom and The Gary and Dino Show. I said and. Yes, I did. Real Estate Network Group, 310-784-8800. Call now. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with your calls for Attorney Adam Sachs, who is dispensing free legal advice. All you do is call us here at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-8. 866. Andy in Olympia, Washington, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, I have a question for the attorney.
Yes.
In states that have community property law, you can't state in your prenup that 401k, for example, is separate because the court would not respect it.
That's not true.
But I wonder if you can write that for 2 years, neither party gets anything from another party, and after 2 years, it will be revised and maybe prolonged.
No, it's not correct what you're saying.
Would that work?
No. Well, the first thing you said is not true. A prenuptial agreement, you can do almost anything. Okay?
But in Washington State, as far as I know,
well, I'm actually
wages or things that result from employment.
Okay, I'm actually licensed in Washington State, and I understand there are limitations. There are people that try to do things about children and other things. There are certain things that are considered against public policy. But what ends up going wrong with prenups, and I talked to a few people lately about this, is that they're not executed properly. If you already have, for example, a wedding date set, you cannot have a prenuptial agreement made. It's too late. You have to do it equally, and it has to have, she has to have her own attorney, and there has to be certain agreements and so forth. And you can't leave her penniless, and you can't do it in a way that she's not going to have anything. But, for example, recently it was a celebrity case, and I actually watched this case in our courthouse here in Los Angeles of Dennis Hopper, who's a famous actor who died recently. But he married a woman much younger than him, and she got really nasty and tried to get the prenup set aside and so forth. And in the end, it was done correctly, and she ended up with nothing. Actually got nothing. And in fact, she was living in a guest house, and she wouldn't leave and all this, and she actually had to leave. So if you
Washington State?
No, that was here in California. But Washington is not.
I heard that California is different because all the celebrities, they have the prenups are way more respected by the courts. But in Washington State, it's it has very little value, especially if you say too much in there, even if it's legal.
I really
you have attorneys.
I understand. I really don't agree with you. I think that prenuptial agreements
that's
is done. Well, yeah. If it's done correctly, you definitely have to have an attorney do it properly. They certainly can afford a lot of protection. And they're not perfect. I mean, they have been, you know, set aside. There are certain parts that get set aside. But I always say to people, you know, if you're going in, if you have a lot to lose, you definitely should think about getting a prenup. And the other sad thing is that if this is how you're thinking, then why are you getting married?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, of course, and I want to give you a chance to answer this question because I think it's an important question that people need to hear the answer to. And that is this. I told you about the one person I know who went to a UPS store to get forms to get divorced. And, of course, a lot of these services, whether they're websites, whatever, they're being advertised, come in and start your own corporation, start your own LLC. Get divorced, set up do prenuptial agreements. Prenuptial agreements. Can you do that with a kit?
Not a good idea. Let's face it. What you see with them, I don't know about the UPS store, Tom, let's not go crazy here, but there are certainly a lot of like paralegal services where you have a paralegal who's unable to give you legal advice but can help you fill out forms. And they can help you fill out like applying for a divorce. So you actually file and you have a case number, but you never actually get divorced because they don't do any follow through. And the problem with a prenuptial agreement is like a will. You're going to have it. You're going to write it up. It's going to be sitting in a safe or a drawer, and it's going to be fine, and you're married, and everything's cool. And then 15 years later, when you're getting divorced, you're going to dig it up, and then you're going to find out what a mess it is.
There's the story of someone I know who tried to not only get divorced without an attorney, but tried to save on the process server by having her mother serve the papers.
That's asking for it. You don't want to get into families and emotions and so forth. And a prenup has to be done correctly. You know, the famous director Steven Spielberg made a prenuptial agreement on a napkin. And that's hard to believe because he probably had as many lawyers as you, Tom. He probably had 10, 15 lawyers on retainer. He certainly was a very successful person. And he literally wrote it on a napkin. And would you believe when he divorced, it was Amy Irving, they produced the napkin. And these boobs thought that that was going to work, and of course it didn't.
I happen to believe, I don't know Steven Spielberg personally, so I can't speak to him, but I happen to believe that when people write a prenuptial agreement on a napkin or on the back of a piece of paper or whatever they're doing. It's because they don't have the balls to say, you know what, you're going to have to get an attorney, and I'm going to have to get an attorney, and we're going to have to sit down and hash this out, and it's going to take a few months. We're not going to be able to set the wedding date. We're not going to be able to hire the catering hall. We're not going to be able to order a wedding cake. We're not going to be able to start sending out invitations until this stuff has been resolved. A lot of guys, I think, are just pussies and don't have the balls to say, the thing they don't have the balls to say is there's going to be a prenup or there's not going to be a wedding.
Right. Well, of course. And it's not romantic, so that kind of takes the edge off. And that's what a woman will say. Come on, baby. This isn't romantic. What are you doing? You know, don't you love me? Why are we making a prenup?
You find out how romantic they are when you get divorced from them.
No doubt about it. I've gone face-to-face with their lawyers, so I know.
Oh, my.
It's all about the bottom line.
Oh, 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. Sean in Diamond Bar, you're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest attorney, Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Adam. Pretty much, here's my scenario. I got pulled over in February, and they got me with the PAS test, and my current lawyer right now wants me to take a plea bargain.
So is this a private counsel or like a public defender?
No, this is a private lawyer I hired. Pretty much what happened is they gave me a field sobriety test. I failed all the field sobriety tests. They gave me the PAS test. I took that. I failed it. But then they gave me a blood test, and I was under the legal limit when they got my blood.
Right. That's why I always tell people not to do the blow test and not to do the field sobriety test. You stick with the blood test because it's the most accurate. And you don't get nasty with the cop. You tell the cop, look, I'm really sorry. I don't want to do the blow. I don't want to do the field test. I want to go and get my blood tested. And as you see, by the time you get to the hospital and get your blood tested, you are under the legal limit.
Wasn't there a state recently, Adam, where they made a law that said that the cops can now forcibly take your blood?
I must have missed that. What state was that?
I don't remember, but this was a story I read in the last 2 weeks.
Well, in California, they can't forcibly take your blood. We still have the Constitution here, thank God. But I think if you get to that point and you refuse to do the blow or the field test and then you refuse the blood, then you're going to be presumed to be guilty. There's a thing of like implied consent that you're consenting by driving. In your case, you have an attorney.
It's Washington State, as a matter
of
fact.
Oh, really?
Here it
Brutal.
Is. This was just from 2 weeks ago. I'll read you just a couple of paragraphs from this story. This is in theexaminer.com, and it says here, a new law allows Washington State Patrol troopers to draw blood forcibly from people suspected of drunken driving.
Unbelievable.
Drawing mixed reviews from Washington citizens. Drivers suspected of drunken driving may have blood drawn even if they won't give it voluntarily.
So are they going to hold you down and make you do it?
It says here, some have argued that driving in Washington is a privilege that automatically allows consent. And they quote Washington state law here that says, any person who operates a motor vehicle within this state is deemed to have been given consent, or who have given consent, subject to the provisions of RCW 46.61.506, to a test or tests of his or her breath or blood for the purpose of determining the alcohol concentration or presence of any drug in his or her breath or blood. Now, people are voicing concern about civil liberties violations, but you know how this works. They shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah, I'm really
sorry. That's
the
law. Yeah. And there's going to be people in Washington State getting pulled over and said, let me jab you with this needle.
Unbelievable. Listen, I'm sorry to hear it. You know, I think that, you know, if you give the state more and more power, they will take more and more power. And this whole thing about, you know, mothers against driving drunk and we have to protect children and all that stuff, and people lose their minds. So all of a sudden they'll pass laws like that. What can I say? It's sad to hear, and it's not certainly, I'm happy to say, not the law of California.
Sean, thank you for the call. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Here is Steve in San Diego with attorney Adam Sachs on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
Adam, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Excuse me, I'm a little nervous here.
That's okay.
I've never been on the radio before. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, no problem.
By the way, I got a little clue for you. You're still not on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay.
Internet
Here's
radio.
Here's my situation. I'm 55, been married 25 years, $6,000 in savings, $1,500 in checking, $40,000 in a 403B. 45 days until my lease is up. I'm considering, when she's at work, moving out, getting another place. I just don't know if I have enough money to do that.
Okay,
what am
well,
I going to have to put aside to give her?
I understand. I think
you know, you, as you see, I don't have much cash.
All right. I understand. It's not just a question of money. I think that you might not want to do it in such a dramatic gesture. And you've been with this woman for a really long time. And it might be more appropriate. Well, it might be more appropriate to sit down with her and talk about it. You know, you're going to create a lot of really... I'm sorry. I think you're going to create a lot of really negative feelings if you just split during the day while she's at work and she's shocked when she comes home and you're not there. I mean, why do you need to do that?
I don't have to, because I've tried to approach the subject before. And hello?
Yeah,
we're here.
Oh, okay. I keep hearing this. And she gets very emotional, cries. She drinks, too. She'll start drinking. So it's got to be a escape during the day.
Okay, well, you can't be blackmailed to staying in a relationship. But basically, if it's dysfunctional like this and you're not happy and the circumstances are what you're describing, then you've got to pull the escape cord. What can I say? Regardless of the finances.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it would cost.
Well, I mean, you know, it has to...
I decide what I have to give her out of the cash I have.
People always ask me this. They ask me, how much is a divorce going to cost? And the answer is that it's going to be costing based on how much fighting there is, okay? And so if you don't have kids, if you guys don't have a lot of assets, then there's not going to be too much fighting. If you have craziness with children and you have houses and property and bank accounts and stock accounts, then there's the potential for high costs because you have to litigate and fight and split everything up. You're describing that you don't have a whole lot of assets, so yours shouldn't be too bad.
Hey, Steve, I thank you so much for the call. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
They can call me anytime at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320, toll free.
Always good to see you. Thank you, as always, for your support of the show. We really appreciate it, and I know our P1s out there appreciate it as well.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Attorney Adam Sachs, and of course, you can also go to his website, adamlawyer.com. That's his website, adamlawyer.com.
Like a breath of goddamn fresh air. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Yay.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount on a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Brand new study shows that people who don't stick to traditional gender roles in bed have better sex.
You know what? They could keep it.
This does not mean that you take a strap on in the ass.
This just means if you let the broad
have some power, it turns out to be just fine. You know what I'm saying? Just let her take a little control. Let her fucking ride.
I don't know.
What are you doing over there?
I just don't want to end up with a doohickey in my asshole.
Shut up, bitch. Do what I say.
Shut the fuck up. Talk. Just shut up.
We found out last week in a study that men are embracing technology a lot more in a lot of different ways.
Yep.
Last week we found out that men actually use their mobile phones to either check their balance on their bank account or to make a transaction. This week we're finding out that men are more likely to use their mobile phones to choose movies and watch trailers. I don't know what that means, but this is what we're finding out.
I guess. I hope this is a study in the United States, because I don't know.
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay, good.
Interactive Advertising Bureau.
Or the IAB.
And dudes will watch a trailer on their phone.
Yeah, I've done that a bunch of times. Uh-huh.
Right.
But I haven't checked what movies to see on my phone. It's one of the few things I haven't done.
Are you banking on your phone?
No, I'm
You know what I haven't done yet?
Apparently.
I haven't done that thing where you take the picture of your check and you send it off. I haven't done that yet either. Yeah.
I literally have just become a little paranoid. I mean, as far, like, I'll look stuff up, but as far as banking transactions, not yet. I do it for my laptop, but not.
I never get to the bank. I literally have a check that I got in July. I just saw it this morning, just sitting there. It's every fucking day I see it. I'm like, I got to go to the bank one of these days. And then I think, why don't I just download that app and take a picture?
I should do the same
stupid
thing. And I'm stupid, too. I got this rebate check for literally 4 cents from my insurance company,
yeah.
And I'm too embarrassed. I feel like it's like one of those checks that actors get, you know, residuals. They're literally sometimes.
You should post that back there in Little Italy. You know, it's your income. Right
My
there.
Income. <It's nice. laughs> I can't it's even nice get thing. A cup of coffee with that.
And that Mike McQuarrie, who you might know as the dude who witnessed the rhythmic slapping.
Yes, and allegedly
a young boy's ass in
looked
the
other way
case,
and ran away.
Now suing Penn State.
Oh, he's suing Penn State.
He's suing Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I hope they countersue him for being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you don't like this guy because you don't think that he actually had the balls enough to stand up and say, wait a minute, what the fuck are you doing?
If I seen an old man fucking a child, I'd be hard-pressed.
You mean you wouldn't run away like he did?
I would literally just go and try to just kill the motherfucker. It wouldn't even be close. It would be lights out. I would just be judge and jury right there and deal with it later.
Is this for real? I mean, if you're ever questioning the sexuality of John Travolta, am I really seeing this?
Yes, no, this is real.
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John actually putting on a Christmas album?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
It is game on.
No way. Is this picture for real?
Olivia
this is not a joke.
John Travolta together again, this time for a Christmas album. And I swear to God, the picture is the ultimate in gay, in my opinion. Gay, gay, gay.
You sure it's not a hoax?
I don't think it look like a hoax to me.
Yeah. I'll tell you what is a hoax. Finally, a vid alert. Bar Rafale has made a video for Funny or Die in which she's asking for a Kickstarter campaign for a sex tape she wants to put out.
See, that's a good idea.
It's worth watching.
Good on her.
It's just this. Because it's Bar Rafale, you know?
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent work, young lady.
There you have it. Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Of course.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Register today for a year subscription, and you'll be in the drawing for a CC Wi-Fi radio. It's midnight tonight is the deadline. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
No one's got an anchor tied to your ass. Get out and take the Tom Likas Show everywhere you go with TuneIn, your mobile solution. The TuneIn app's available for every smartphone and tablet. Search TuneIn on your phone's app store and discover 70,000 live streams and over 2 million on-demand programs.
And it's all free.
So bring the Tom experience with you everywhere.
Download the TuneIn app now.